Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. Welcome to episode 179 of the English with Kirsty podcast. And I have an interview for you today. I'm speaking with Jennifer, who is a writing coach, and she tells us about, she gives us some tips for writing, specifically for writing your own book. And she tells us about the writing retreat, which she is running in October. So if you're interested, you can listen to what Jennifer has to say to see if it's whether it's for you. And if you do want to join, then I will put all the links and the information on the show notes page as well, which for this episode is englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode179. And there you'll also be able to find the other information about Jennifer's social media profiles and her website and the blog post that she mentions in the interview. So I hope you enjoy our interview. Even if you're not thinking of writing a book, there are still tips in there for writing in general. And if you do want to write your first book, then this is definitely going to be one for you. Hello, Jennifer. Thank you for joining us on the English with Kirsty podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
Great. Can you tell us something about you and your work to start with, just for an introduction to anyone that hasn't heard of you or doesn't know what you do?
Yes, I am an author and writing coach. I wrote a book called There's a Book in Every Expert That's You, which helps business owners write their books. It doesn't have to take ages and it doesn't have to be as hard as we make it. And I have a course that goes along with that.
And is that all nonfiction books or fiction books? Do you cover both or is it specifically one type of book?
It's nonfiction, which a lot of people find odd. My PhD is in literature, but yeah, I don't write fiction. I study it, so no, just nonfiction.
Yeah, I would find that very hard too. So for people who are just thinking about this and thinking about whether it's something that they want to do, what would you say are some of the benefits of writing your own book?
You find out how much you actually know. That really surprised me when I finished the first draft and I had tens of thousands of words about how to write. I've been teaching writing in one form or another since 2001, so it shouldn't surprise me that I've got a lot to say about it. But having it all in one document really shores up your own confidence. But then once it's published, then it sort of instantly builds your credibility because people see that you've written a book on it, so they assume you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think that's easy to forget that, isn't it? Because you're, especially if you're working in the same field every day and you just assume that everybody knows some of the things that you know because you're working with them all the time. But that's not the case. It's a good way to see how far you've come and to see what you've learned once you see it all written down there.
Yeah, and you really get to know yourself through the writing process because you have to figure out how you work. Some people can just decide I'm going to write all weekend and do it. If I try to do that, and I have tried to do it on occasion, my brain turns into a screaming toddler at nap time. It's just not, we can do anything except write.
And I guess it helps to have a plan as well to decide how it's to get some structure into your head before you try to write it. Do you find that, or do you think it's good to just get all the ideas done first and then try to structure it?
There's an event every November called National Novel Writing Month, which was started by a man called Chris Beatty. And he wrote a book called No Plot, No Problem. And he says that writers fall into one of three camps. Planners, who like having a very detailed outline. Pantsers, who just fly by the seat of their pants. And planters, who are a hybrid. And I'm a hybrid. So I do figure out my main topic, and you know, if I was writing another book, I would outline the chapter topics and I do that in the form of questions. So you're asking questions of your main claim in the book. So you ask what kinds of questions will the reader need to have answered before they agree with my claim? So I don't do, you know, outlines that go down to like paragraph level, that it is the higher level. And I think that we write better when we're dealing with questions than anything else, because we have conversations that we're having. We can answer questions, but if you sit down to write on a topic, your brain kind of resists that. So that's why I encourage the asking questions of your main statement of argument.
Yeah, I like that. And I didn't realize there were the three types. I'm definitely a planner. When I wrote my book, I had a spreadsheet and it had all the chapters in, and then I could write them. But if you told me just to write it, I couldn't have done it. But I think it's getting to know you and your own writing style as well. Like, everybody has to find their way, because there isn't one way that will work for everyone. But definitely the idea with questions is good, because it's often the questions that we get asked if we're writing something business related. It's the things that people want to know from us.
Yeah, and then you make sure you're answering your readers' questions. I admire the people who work and write with spreadsheets, but I'm just not that, my brain doesn't work that way. I compare the writing process to when you clean out your wardrobe. The first step is to chuck all the clothes on the bed to see what you've got. Mm-hmm. And then you decide what you're going to keep, what needs to be fixed, and what you're going to get rid of. So the first step of writing your book is checking all the words on the page and not being bothered about where they land.
Because it's easy to move them, delete them. Nothing is, especially if you're, I don't know, do you always write on the computer, or do you sometimes write with, you know, hard copy to start with?
It really depends on my mood. I've gotten to where now I mostly compose on the computer because my cat likes to chew up paper. It's really just more self-preservation than anything. And she's 19. She's not going to change her ways. So I mostly compose on the computer, but also I touch type. So I type a lot faster than I can write. And I often can't read my own handwriting. So.
I think that's interesting. I just make the assumption that everybody types, but I know, because I can't write physically. But yeah, it's interesting. Some people say that they get more inspiration that way. But yeah, the cat probably isn't going to change, so you have to change if you want to keep your work.
Yeah. If I get to a place where I'm really stuck and struggling with writing or writer's block, I get unlined, brightly colored paper and crayons.
Okay.
Because you can't judge what you write in purple crayon on pink paper. And then that sort of quiets the internal editor and lets me get on with it.
Gets you past your writer's block.
Yeah.
I understand you're planning a writer's retreat, and I was wondering if you could tell us something about the event. What's going to happen? Who's it for? What will you be doing during the event?
The retreat is virtual, so it will be in a private Facebook group. And it's called First Steps to Your First Book. It will be, if you've already written a book, it will be useful in that it would give you a different way to write your next one. Seems like writing, and the more authors I talk to, writing books seems to be like potato chips. You can't just have one. Or sorry, potato crisps, slipping into Americanisms. The event will have, it starts on the 12th of October, and we'll be live the entire week. The first 3 days are the main days, and then the others are for catch up. And over the first 3 days, I'll be doing a series of live workshops. The first workshop is getting to know your ideal reader. So you'll go through sort of a day in the life of your reader, and however you want to save the stuff. I prefer saving it in a Word document so you can save it with your draft so that you don't have to go looking for it, but some people will prefer using Pinterest for this. What does your reader's bed look like? What kind of sheets do they have? What do they do when they first get up in the morning? Is your reader somebody who gets up and goes for a run, or gets up and has some tea and starts the day slowly? And you go through the whole day getting to know your reader. The second workshop will be Much more free form. It will be using nonverbal arts to express how you want your reader to feel. And that can take any form you want. My go-to is always crayons and lined paper, but you can paint, use Play-Doh or modeling clay or interpretive dance. I mean, it's only limited by your imagination, but I want you to really connect with how you want your reader to feel. And then on the third day, we will write your statement of argument, which is the main claim your book is making. And as I was implying before, that's what your whole outline is based on. So by the end of the retreat, you'll be ready to outline your book. In addition to the workshops, there will be recorded interviews that I'm recording this month with lots of fascinating authors who have written books about their businesses, and they'll talk about how they balanced writing their book with running their business and raising children and whatever else is going on in their lives. And then during the catch-up days, we'll have a few roundtable discussions where the speakers will come on live and talk to each other. So yeah,
okay,
it should be a good week. And if you come to it live, it's free. If you want to keep the recordings, there's a charge.
So if somebody can't make the exact time, but it is on the same day, can they access the recordings, or will they be available later after the event?
The recordings will be available for free the entire week of the 12th in the Facebook group. After the 18th of October, which I think that's the right date, this Sunday, they will come out of the Facebook group and they'll be housed in a password protected part of my website, and you can purchase access to that. If you just want the workshop, or just want the recordings of the workshops and the interviews, it is, if you order by the end of September, it'll be £38.19. You save 33% if you order this month. If you want the lifetime access to the recordings plus a recorded workshop with me on how to outline your book, then the discounted price is £66.99. And if you want the recordings and the live workshop with me, then it's £131.99. But
okay,
if you come to the thing free, it is just free. If you come to it live, it is free.
Okay, and I will add the link to where people can sign up on the show notes page. So if you want to find that out, then go to the show notes page for this episode, and you'll find all the information there as well. So you can go and sign up. It sounds really interesting. It you know, that there isn't any restriction on what type of business or what type of book people want to write, I guess, as long as it's nonfiction. But you could get so many different kinds of books out of this event.
Yeah, because it is more teaching you the method for how to write a book than just how to write one book. And fiction writers, I think, would benefit from the first two workshops. But, you know, novels don't have statements of argument, so I don't know how useful that would be.
Okay, but definitely getting the inspiration, thinking about your reader, mm-hmm. Thinking about how you want them to feel, that applies whether it's a fiction or a non-fiction book as well.
Yeah.
And I guess it doesn't matter if people haven't done it before. That's kind of the point. That's why it says your first book. So mm-hmm. if people are feeling a bit nervous, thinking, oh, I can't write a book, that's too hard, then this is for them too, because most people will be in the same position where they've never done it before.
Yeah. And it does seem daunting when you think about writing a book, but you're never writing a book, you're writing the next word. So I always come back to stop thinking about writing the whole book. You're writing a word, or at most a sentence at a time. Because nobody sits down to write a book. Well, almost nobody sits down to write a book in one sitting. If you come to the event, you will see an interview with a woman who has written a book in one day.
Wow.
I don't work that way.
Yeah.
It worked for one of her books, and it didn't work. I mean, that's not how she wrote her other three. So yeah, sometimes it does just kind of all come out at once, but that shouldn't be what you aim for. Then you just get frustrated if it doesn't.
Yeah, no, I think that's really hard. If you can do that, then great. But if you can't, that's probably more likely to be the experience that most other people have. And I think as well, it's nice to have this kind of support as well, with other people who are going through the same process. That's not something I had. And I think I would have enjoyed that. You know, other people who are there, you can bounce ideas off them, or you can learn with them. I think that's a really nice way to do it when you're in a group of like-minded people who are going through the same process.
Yeah, because writing can be a very isolating experience. So it really helps to remember that there are other people out there. They're going through the same thing, and you're not the only one who sometimes sits down and the words just won't come.
Do you intend to keep the Facebook group open, or will it be closed once, like, will people be able to kind of stay in touch and see the new books as they're produced, or is that not really the idea?
That group will be closed, but people are welcome to come to my permanent group, which is the Entrepreneurs Writing Club.
Okay, we can put the link for that on the show notes page as well. So, if people want to come to that, then they can do that as well. They can go to both. But I will include both of the links on the show notes page. So in terms of writing in general, what would you say is the best tip that you've ever been given? Something actionable that people can take away and use today?
For any writing project, but especially a big one like a book, don't try to over schedule yourself. This goes back to what I was talking about. Like, if I tried to spend all day writing, my brain would just say, nope, we're not going to do that. So instead, make a commitment with yourself that you will spend at least 10 minutes with your writing project 5 days a week. And if you sit down during your 10 minutes and it's going well, and 10 minutes becomes 2 hours, great. If 10 minutes turns out to feel like too much and you just can't write, then instead of not writing and then feeling guilty because you didn't keep your promise to yourself, write about why you can't write. And then that way you don't have the guilt of not writing building up and getting in your way, because that's what leads to blocks that last for months. Whereas if you keep your appointment and you spend the 10 minutes on your blocked days writing about the block, then you've kept your appointment and your block might last a day or two, but instead of a month or 6.
Yeah, I like that. It's about showing up and being consistent and making it a habit, making it part of your daily routine, however that looks for you. It's just building it in, like, this is what we do. This is at least 10 minutes spent writing. And I guess the more you do that, it's like learning a language or learning to play an instrument. The more you get into the habit of doing that, sometimes the easier it gets to do it because it's just part of what you do.
Yeah, and the 10 minutes tend to go better if you have something of a writing ritual. So make a cup of tea in a particular mug, and that's your writing mug. Anything that signals to your brain that it's time to write now, it's the same thing as having a bedtime ritual, which all the sleep specialists tell us and will make us sleep better. It's just telling your brain that this is what we're going to do now, and then it'll get back into that mode much faster.
Yeah, and I like that. Whatever you're writing for, like whether you're writing a book, whether you have a blog, whether you're writing because you're learning another language. Some of the people that listen to this podcast are learning English, so whether it's something to do with another language, it's all the same. It's getting into that habit of just doing the writing. Some days will be fun, some days will be hard. But yeah, it's just building that habit.
Yeah, and
Okay.
once it's a habit, it's easier.
I'm sure it is, because it's just, like, I would never get up and not make a cup of coffee in the morning. That's just unthinkable. So if you make it part of your day, then yeah.
Something I talk a lot about early on in my book is that once writing is a habit, then it's like brushing your teeth or taking out the bins. You don't get anxious that you're not going to be able to do those things. You just do them, and you write regularly, you just write. It's not a big anxiety-provoking event.
And also, it's so easy to change it if you get the ideas out, and then if you want to improve them or maybe get rid of part of them, but keep the good bits, then you have that option. If you don't write it at all, then you don't have anything there that you can work with.
Yeah, and there is that quote that the internet attributes to everybody from Stephen King to, I can't think of her name, a romance novelist, but you can edit a bad page, you can't edit a blank page.
That's true. As long as you remember to save it.
Yes. Yeah, with my clients very early on, we talk about Word's autosave function.
Yeah. I've been caught by that before, not doing that, and it's so annoying. But yeah, that's another thing. And then you don't get into the habit because it's automatically doing it for you. You don't have to think about it.
Mm-hmm. The more you can automate, the better. I still do hard saves every half hour or so.
I'm in that habit now. I can't get out of it. But yeah, it's Excel that gets me. It's not Word. I've been bitten too many times in Word, but I did it in Excel the other day. But anyway, it's good if you can get as much automated, and then you can focus on the creative stuff.
Yeah.
So where else can we find you online?
I am on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn. I have an Instagram account. I'm very rarely on there. I just haven't really got on with that platform, but the best places to find me are LinkedIn or Facebook, I think.
Okay, and you have a blog as well, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And the blog has, there's a post on, and Kirsty, I'll give you the link for this. There is a post that goes through the process of outlining, if you just want a quick rundown of how to outline a piece. It does make writing, whether it's academic work or a blog post, much easier.
Okay, yeah, I'll add that on the show notes page when I list the other links. I'll add that blog post link as well. And then you can go and find that if you either want to sign up for the event or to join the group or to check out Jennifer's other social media profiles. They'll all be there on the show notes page. So thank you, Jennifer, for your time today. Is there anything else you want to add?
So remember to reward yourself for writing.
Yeah, that's a good positive note to end on. Okay, have a good week, everyone, and have fun learning or writing.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.